Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hello, this is Ralph Winterroad for the Ralph Winterroad Show. Looking to seek to find the truth, and boy, is it difficult in the land of Oz and in these government documents. I did a posting today here, and I got duped on a parody where they supposedly some Muslims got around and were concerned about a ham sandwich, and it was a parody, and I missed it. But oh well, you know, when you're dealing with things that are so unbelievable, it's really difficult, and I try to cross-check everything. But we do get duped every once in a while, even when we're trying to religiously cross-check information. I'm doing research today on a child custody issue in Alaska, and the order of the judge, the verbal order, was that she was receiving, this lady was receiving benefits. So that was the reason to the probable cause. And this is right out of the transcript. Now, this lady here, I thought she might actually get to a phone before the show started and call in, but she didn't, so she's not going to be on the show today, evidently. So, but this lady here is a very large Hawaiian lady, and I mean she's quite obese. But that I don't recall the part where saying that if you are extremely large, that somehow you have surrendered your fundamental inalienable rights. And she had a daughter in Alaska, and the daughter was taken from her at the hospital. Because supposedly she couldn't change a diaper. She never really had a chance to change a diaper. But that's irrelevant because facts are irrelevant in these type of issues. And I was sitting looking at the brief that the state put in opposition because it's sitting in the Supreme Court of the United States. And they don't want to address the probable cause. By the way, her daughter at 1 year old had things done to her, not the least of which, and I have a picture of her where she's all bruised up in a foster home, and she had other things done in the sexual area that shouldn't be done to any woman, let alone an infant, 1 year old, in a foster home, and of course nobody ever gets charged. They've got to get out of jail card-free. State just turns the other eye and moves the party to another foster home, and it's, oops, well, that's all right. It's no big deal. But the judge actually, like I say, came out and stated on the record, well, you're getting benefits. That's it. And that's probably the closest thing that judge has ever said to being the truth. And then what's more unbelievable, because the opposition of the state of Alaska will not look into the probable cause. Now, we imagine kidnapping a child. Now, that's what they're doing. I mean, most of these are just flat-out kidnapping. That's what they're doing, and they're holding him for ransom. Looks like we're going to break, so I'll be back in a minute, and then we'll continue on.
wellness company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Service Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hello, this is Ralph, and we're back from break. And I'm going to read just a little, two paragraphs, and I'm not going to identify the parties, because I don't have the mother's permission. I'm sure she'd grant it, but I'm not going to do it until I specifically have her permission. But I can identify the judge. His name is Eric Smith. He's a Superior Court judge in Palmer, Alaska. Has no oath of office as a public officer. Has no civil commission. He's never been in any office. And I have all these documents. He's a mere flunky called an employee. Now, this is him talking about this particular party. And this is his finding where he's going to take this child, this very young daughter, and I'm going to read this as a quote, and then I'll stop on a couple of issues here. Quoting, I understand the difficulties everybody's facing here, but this is a probable cause determination. It's clear to me that mother is making a real effort to take care of her baby, and she's obviously done well enough that the baby, at this point, is healthy. It's also clear to me, though, that the mother really needs a variety of services. She needs help, Social Security and all that, right? Okay, so she needs a variety of services, start quoting in, both in the terms of parenting and the terms of mental health. She has not shown the ability to work cooperatively with the service providers. I know she denies that, but given her testimony, I don't know what the deal is. But what the mother said was not consistent internally or with other testimony, and it was inconsistent with people who had no real motivation to say other than what they did. For probable cause purposes, that's good enough to make a finding of a child in need of aid. because as Miss Nelson pointed out, we just can't be sure what's going to happen here. I also don't see any way for the mother to obtain the services. Read that again. I don't see any other way for the mother to obtain the services unless there's some structure and some incentive. And even what the guardian ad litem recommended doesn't, I don't think, is going to provide adequate incentive. So I'm going to grant the department's petition. I'm making a finding that the department did make reasonable efforts to provide services and to prevent removal from the home, end quote. What this is saying, if you are going to receive services, you're going to abide by the incentives that we want to have you jump through the psychiatrist. You will go only to ours, which she did do three of them, but you can't go to independent ones because this guy is on the team. And if you want these services because he is not financially stable, and that's true. But, you know, I don't remember the part that says if you're going to offer aid, that you must surrender all of your fundamental rights. And this is what this judge just held. If you're going to get the service, there's an incentive. You've got to jump through all these hoops, and then we may or may not grant you the child. Now, imagine if you had kidnapped. They won't address the issue of why the child was kidnapped. And that's what it is. It's kidnapping. And it says, if you want the services, we are going to make sure that you follow our procedures, all the stuff where everybody's all making money. I have it located at the same as I have in Florida. In Florida, they put it right out front. As soon as a child is picked up, kidnapped, because none of them actually have the police power of any of the states. So in reality, it's all kidnapping. There are, obviously, some children that are in harm's way. But that doesn't negate the fact of all the ones that aren't, because it's lucrative. And in Florida, there is a $10,800 credit card sitting there to be accessed with nobody overseeing it. There's $5,000 for the attorney with the agency. There is $800 court costs for the judge. And there is $5,000 there for the foster care and all of the leeches that are in the medical profession that are sucking the hind teeth. And, of course, the state mandates that we only got certain people that you can do. Now, it was identified in Alaska that there is one particular position that is the source of all of these, quote, slamming these children, usually low income, people that don't have the means to fight, over into the kidnapping clutch of what was then known as DFYS. Division of Youth and Family Services. And I have a letter on the FYS's letterhead that said, we've never been created. We don't even exist. Unbelievable. And what they're doing is called presumptive evidence. Somebody makes up a story. Their story was hearsay, she changed it later. And then they get into the probable cause hearing. Well, if you want services, you're going to have to go through all of this stuff for incentive. Now, she was deemed uncooperative. Now, what would you do if your child was taken, kidnapped, when you knew that it was an absolute lie? The judge said the child is quite healthy. So what is the problem? This is the judge's own words. She's healthy. But if she wants money, we want her child. And then we're going to make sure that she jumps through all of these hoops so that we all have a job. Attorneys make out like bandits. They appoint a guardian ad litem. Now, I'd like to tell you, how does a guardian ad litem that is an attorney or counselor at law have the authority to represent a young child in court? What magic wand is waved to allow that to happen? Now, I can't come in and represent this party or even assist them because I can put up a lot better fight because of this thing that I do. Well, I'm not allowed to do that, but yeah, we can have a guardian ad litem that is a mere employee that has signed a contract to make money behind the scenes to make sure she has a job so she has no reason to stop this, she has a incentive, pecuniary interest, to perpetuate this. And in Alaska, it unequivocally states, I have the copy of the cooperative agreement, which is a private law contract, where the judge's decision will be scrutinized by somebody else to see if he is following all regulations and all laws. The regulations are not the laws of Alaska. The regulations are not the laws of the United States. They're not even subsidy regulations under the authority of Congress or any legislature. They just make them up. And this contract binds them to abide by all regulations. They're not public law. You have to, first of all, determine that they do exist. It takes a lot of work in each one of the states. Usually you start with the child enforcement folks or the Department of Revenue. All roads lead to Department of Revenue. And they are bound by contract for performance. The judges in Alaska goes down to Region 10 Social Security Director, according to information that I got of those guys. And that's the party that scrutinize the judge's decision. So he is not making an independent decision. He is making a decision for me. Somewhere in the vicinity of around $500,000 a year of kick to the Alaska court system. Of course, it isn't paid directly to the judge. Oh, that would be, oh my God, we couldn't do that. We'll pay it back to the Alaska court system, by the way, which doesn't even exist in law either. It has named all sorts of document on liens and property, and you name it. It's never been created. That's another fiction, but, you know, we're in the land of Oz. And, of course, the money just happened to go to providing all support people that sit around him, the judge's fancy dang chair and nice amenities that he has. And, of course, because he happens to be a mere employee working for the Alaska court system, and I have the affidavit the same, a copy thereof, that wouldn't influence him, would it? Imagine if you work for a company and you're nice, the nice building you work in and the amenities you get, all of these little perks. Oh, what are you going to do? Are you going to abide by the contract, or are you not going to abide by the contract? Of course he's going to abide by it, because they'll get around and get him, pull him in a corner and say, hey, Mr. Eric Smith, don't you know that there's a contract that we have here for you to perform? Not an independent judge. You exercise no sovereignty in the several states. It says right in this contract here under Article 6, Section 6. The purpose is for us to get all of the benefit, all of the money we can get. It's that right in the contract. Not supposition. It's not my opinion. And it says right here that right above here in Section B, 6B, that your decisions are going to be scrutinized. And if you don't do what's going here, we need to have a talk. Now, if they kidnapped your child, would you be cooperative? I don't think so. I wouldn't be. I would be lividly, beyond belief, mad. We'll be back in just a minute. I hear the music for break, and then we'll continue on.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural.com.
Well, we're back from break, and I'm going to continue on with this. imagine what would happen if you had your child kidnapped that you knew absolutely for no valid reason. The judge admits the child is healthy. I'm going to read you, this is a quote right out of the appellee brief. This is the state of Alaska. The trial court's termination order is not based on findings from the probable cause hearing, but rather on this lady's conduct during the 5 years since then. Okay, so now, if we stop right there, it's a 5 year since then because she is lividly fighting this thing because you didn't have the authority to do this, and now you're trying to make me jump through all of these hoops, and there's no way to win. You're just supposed to say, oh, well, that's all right. Go ahead and kidnap my child. By the way, she had a second child, and that's currently in litigation out of Montana, and they seized or kidnapped that child, gave it back because they couldn't find any probable cause. And this lady now, because of fear of our countries kidnapping children, is now living in Old Mexico. And the child is doing quite nicely. Her second child was as a boy. She moved out of the country, across the border. Mexico doesn't even do this, even as corrupt as their government is. And I'll continue on. Any pronouncement this court might make about the conduct of the probable cause hearing is irrelevant to the issues before the court, and the court should so decline to consider it. It's irrelevant that we stole your child, we kidnapped it. It's irrelevant. It's because once we steal it, then we've made a probable cause that you want to obtain benefits, so therefore if you're going to obtain benefits, we can make you do anything we want. And there's also another statement in this brief about being a citizen of the United States. So in other words, if you want to obtain the benefits, we can, in our world, legally kidnap your child, and we can legally adopt them out. That's right. Because one of the things that she had done is that she had put in, well, why don't we have a trial by jury? Now, we have a trial by jury for a piece of property, a land. We could have a trial by jury for a property known as if a horse or cattle or something was worth enough money. We could have a trial by jury for them, even though they are the people that sit on them, unfortunately, or most of them are ignorant, dumber than a rock, and a terrible thing to say about my fellow countrymen, but they are because they're the graduates of the public school system, and they've bought into this belief system. And they all stand and swear under the penalties of perjury, under oath, that they're all citizens of the United States and they can't even define it. Been there, done that. They swear under oath to something because it sounds so deliciously patriotic to be a citizen of the United States, where Congress is the dictator. That's so in Title 42, 1981, 1982, and 1988. I don't make it up. It's their stuff, and that is conclusive and legal evidence. Not of the law, but of a public record. And then it even goes on to add insult to injury that y'all can have the same rights as a white citizen. Well, guess what, Bubba? I be a white citizen, I think. Anybody that's not a white citizen, I think, would be thoroughly PO'd. I would like to think so, anyway. They always have to put this stuff in the record. And the people, we never bother because we're not taught to go after this. Now, she demanded a trial by jury. And by the way, this case is on the Internet. 123 P3D 646. And, of course, it's under a phony name here, ALYSSA versus the state of Alaska. But these guys tell us what they're doing, if you understand what they're writing. And this is a quote right out of this case. We have recognized that the termination of parental rights did not exist at common law. I wonder why, folks. We wouldn't stand for it. But now since we have the administrative state, and this is a quote farther on, the department refers us to the Territorial Child Protection Statute, which stated that proceedings under this act shall be without jury. Now, what did they just say? That's end quote. The Territorial Child Protection Statute. Territorial. Territorial. What is territorial? You see this used in things like the Real ID Act. United States in the geographical sense. What does that really mean? Territorial. It's not where we have cognizance of where you are domiciled. We're sitting above the land, and we just look at what we think are the borders. And under the territorial or geographical sense, it's irrelevant who owns the land underneath. And where there's one of the several states, United States, or a foreign diplomatic office, or it's irrelevant. We're in a territorial, we're flying above the land, and we're looking down, we look at the borders. And in this land of fiction, this is where we get jurisdiction in our make-believe world. And I'll be back after a break with a longer segment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073. 3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Well, we're back from break here, and I'm going to continue on here with what is just unbelievably, I don't know what the word is beyond this. Say, I'm just researching out this trial by jury today, and of course, I've got it back to right now, back to a statute, which I'm going to look up after the show, and because when we do not have at law, we have equity. Equity is for contracts, that sort of issue, or where the common law could not render a just decision. And what they're backing this up to, which is back to, and I've got to go look this up here, it's 31 Stat 322. I've not had the chance to look at it. Or 62 Stat 986, but the case is CLEGGVABOOD, and it's 13 Alaska 187, which is probably not available to a lot of people that don't have Westlaw or something. But what they're stating in this is the reason why a court of equity is there because of parens patria. So what does that mean? Well, that particular term is where the government or some other authority is regarded as the legal protector of citizens unable to protect themselves. That is not what fundamental rights are all about. Fundamental rights are we have this right, and all we need for the, quote, government to do is to abide by the law and give us a court of law, not a court of equity. Now, it is actually equity. How do we know that? Because what they did not disclose, and I'll call her by her first name, no, she won't care about that, is Alice. They did not tell her that they all have these cooperative agreements behind the scenes. They did not disclose that. They did not disclose that. And, of course, in the briefing, the state wants to claim ignorance. Now, I'm going to read you, this is right out of a contract. This here is between the Alaska Child Support Services Division and the Alaska court system. By the way, neither one of them actually exists in law, but that's not the issue. Now, this was incorporated in to take mandatory judicial notice of this contract, and the AG that's doing this for the state of Alaska was unable to facilitate a determination and said it was improperly briefed. Now, I'm going to read you just four lines of text, and I'm going to read you another one. And I want, let's see if you can figure this out. And this is a quote. Financial penalties or disallowances of federal financial participation or incurred expenses that are sustained by the child enforcement people as a direct result of any federal audit or other office review finding of inadequate performance by the court under this agreement shall be passed on to the court in the appropriate share upon receipt of official notice of such finding. Inadequate performance by the court. And it says here, financial penalties or disallowances of federal participation by inadequate performance of the court. Is that complicated? Doesn't look like it to me. It says if the court doesn't do what we want him to do, or she, there's financial penalties. Now, if you go down to F of this, this is another really complicated one. This is 6F, and you will find it almost in every cooperative agreement. They have them in the same place. They change the verbiage around slightly, but it's the essence is still there. The parties agree to cooperate in the development of budgets and work programs so as to avoid the loss of any incentive payments to which the child enforcement people may be entitled. End quote. Did you say anything about the best? Well, the whole thing of this contract is for the child or the parents, or it's about money. It says right here to avoid any loss of incentive payments. That's right out of a contract. That's conclusive and legal evidence of the what these guys are up to. And of course, how they get around it is they say, well, this was inadequately briefed. These things were quoted in the appellate brief. They were to take mandatory judicial notice of the attached, not exhibit, attached contract, and it's improperly briefed. Unbelievably corrupt and criminal. They're kidnapping children. In the United States Code, they get $4,000 a pop. Bounty hunting. And of course, like I say, Florida may be leading the charge on this. I haven't checked any other states. That's happened to be the only one I've had the time to start doing research into. They're trying to make it $10,000, but only for state employees. Now, how could the Florida legislature, or legislature of the state of Florida, actually it's the Florida legislature because they're not the legislature of Florida, how could they enact a law that selectively picks out one of their own and excludes the people for bounty hunting? $10,000. There's no way around it. If you give a bounty on a child for one of these state employees to go out and find one, it's $10,000. That's a bounty, folks. That's what bounty is, to encourage you to go do something. We have bounty hunting for wolves in Alaska. Go out up here and kill them. They have bounty hunting in every state. It's just done differently. Florida is really getting into the swing of it. And this particular fellow, Greg Pound, that I'm aware of, this particular party just happens to work for the state of Florida. It just happens to have four of their children, is wanting the fifth. It just happens they're going to get $40,000 in payments over 1 year. Now, of course, they're going to get all of the schooling, and they're going to get medical and other assorted benefits of having the child at home. So basically, they can have all their, which they always have high retirement for all the state employees, they can also have all of their toys, and they can still have children to play around with. Unbelievable. Only in America. And we don't have the right to a trial by jury. Now, why wouldn't they want that? Most of these proceedings in Alaska are all secret. You can't even go in there. They finally opened them up because of a thing in Big Lake, because they had a child that was, they were pinned him up, a boy in a cage, and gal been raped, and he had a fly larva in his sore, open sore. It's no big deal. Them maggots be all right. So they had a limited opening. I got booted out of two of them. Supposedly because I whispered the name outside of one of the children, and I didn't even know the name of the children, and it's on the court record, which I got the transcript. But it's irrelevant because facts and the truth has no bearing in these courts because they're not really courts of law. They're not even courts of equity. They're slaver courts. That's what they are. Let's call them what they really are. They're slaver courts. They are buying and selling children. And everybody in there is contracted for money. Everybody in there is in there for money except the parents. Unbelievable, isn't it? I wonder if people really understood. Would everybody just stand by and allow your or your neighbor's children to be kidnapped? Now, like the fellow in Greg Pound's case in Florida, the lady that filed the fraudulent report, she never even saw him. She did this to at least 24 other people, families. She never even saw it. It was built on, and the law is very clear. You cannot, the root of the poisonous tree, you cannot file a fraudulent report and have it stand, folks. That's the law, but of course the law is irrelevant because everybody's making money. And nobody wants to fess up to it. I've been to the legislative people up here in the valley. I've met with a bunch of them in Anchorage. It's irrelevant. They don't want to hear about it. Some of them are attorneys. Some of them aren't. They all got business interests. They're all making money. And it's amazing how much these people will sell out their countrymen for money, for the feeble amount that they get. And you bring the law into these, just like what this lady here got around and served one of the people a subpoena in the courtroom, or not in the courtroom, but in the court building. She throws it on the ground, won't even take it. That's fine. She's been served. Troopers show up, two of them. And them and I get in a discussion. I get the rule book out and said, Rule 45, anybody that's disinterested party can serve subpoenas. I still get thrown out of the courtroom, threatened with arrest. I couldn't resist doing a Sig Heil. I mean, if I meet the Gestapo, hail victory. And he follows me out and threatens to arrest me. I did another Sig Heil. Go for it. Give it your best shot. Let's do it. Of course, this person that was subpoenaed never showed up. They don't have to. Because the foster care people, they're exempt. The people in these agencies, they're exempt. They're slavers. That's what they are. It's kidnapping. They kidnap people and they sell them for money. That's slavery, folks. Absolutely. Flat out slavery. Worked good before our country was formed. White slaves were the first slaves over here. Worked good for the black slaves. They got off the Gold Coast, the slave coast, bought them over and sold them for money. Nothing's changed. They've just perfected it. A child in need of aid. And in their briefing and in these cases, well, in a child in need of aid proceeding, they call it, there is no trial by jury. I absolutely agree. You just made it up in the administrative world. But I am telling you that in my fundamental rights, if I don't have a right to a trial by jury to destroy a family where we actually have to bring in evidence, real evidence, and put real people in front of a jury and be able to ask them real questions, what first-hand knowledge do you have? Well, we can do that. We do it in a court of equity. Who sits in the court of equity? Well, we'll see the judges there. They're contracted. Guardian ad litem, she's under contract for performance. Department of Law is under contract for performance. A court attorney for the other party, whether you show up or not, is getting paid because they're under the public defender stuff, so they got up to $5,000 or whatever the amount is. I don't know what it is in Alaska. I haven't been able to determine that yet. Everybody in there is all contracted for money. And they only make money if these, quote, proceedings happen. They're all out of business if they don't. Almost out of business, except for the very few that actually should be something done. Now, what would you do? If your business, your livelihood depended on having children kidnapped, and you're an attorney, you got a $5,000 credit card. Hey, bring on five of them. Man, this looks good. And then most of it's boilerplate BS because I've looked at enough of it. We change a few things around, and it works good. And the poor parent usually is trying to hire an attorney, or if they're poor like Alice is, they get a public pretender, and she's already in on it because they already know the game. Does anybody disclose this? Nope. Nobody discloses. They all have contracts for performance, which is an absolute violation of separation of powers. We have the, quote, executive, which really doesn't exist, these agencies, but we'll give them the benefit of the doubt, the judicial, which really doesn't exist. They have contracts for performance. And they don't disclose it? Now, if you went into a regular, quote, civil issue, and this type of nonsense was going on up there between two opposing parties, and one of the parties was sitting on the other side and had a contract with the other side, all ATLL would break loose. Not in this situation, though. So what are we going to do to stop all this? Well, I tell you what. First of all, the people are going to have to get off their couch, start protesting these people, go down and fill these courtrooms up, start look up the cooperative agreements between the sheriff and the court system and the Department of Law and all these people and expose them, and I'm going to get some posters going, and we also have to demand elections where the real citizens of Florida, the citizens of Alaska, the citizens of California have a real election and not citizens of the United States, which doesn't exist, folks. Supreme Court of California is held. It doesn't exist. It's conclusive and legal evidence because Congress creates it. They grant the people of our country the right to sue and be sued, the right to own personal and private property. Hoo-ha. I'm impressed. Just think that Kennedy, Clinton, and our good senators up here, Ted Stevens and Lisa Murkowski, Ted Stevens is one of the best criminals going. He robs the federal tills and brings all kinds of money to Alaska. I think we were number six or number four, and we get over $1,000 per, quote, man and woman up here of federal benefits. Money. Earmark stuff. Doesn't even see the light of day. I think it was $700 and some million that Uncle Teddy and our representative Don Young got for Alaska. And what's even more amazing is the people up here vote these people in based on the fact that they can raid the federal coffers because it's somebody else's money. Doesn't speak too highly of the people of Alaska, does it? Let me restate that. Of the registered voters of Alaska. Doesn't really speak very highly of the registered voters, does it? They want somebody else's sweat equity. So I'm not really shocked that they would idly elect these judges or whatever that would steal people's kids, kidnapping, and we'll be back in a minute for the last short segment.
found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Well, we're back for a break for the last segment here, and I'm going to read a little more out of this case of Alaska. Where they're talking about, they're actually telling you, if you read any case law at all and you really start to understand, this is 123P, which is Pacific 3D, and it's on page, it's 646. They tell us right in here what they're doing. They don't even hide it. There are three things that they look at, and they say to determine compliance with procedural due process. Has nothing to do with anything else. So the first one is the private interest affected by the official action. Your private interest. We're talking about property here, folks, and it's procedural due process, not due process of law. Number two, the risk of erroneous deprivation of such interest, that's your private interest, through the procedures used and the probable value of any of additional or substitute procedural safeguards. So we're still talking about procedures, your private interest. But here's where they let the cat out of the bag. Now, we're going to balance the private interest through procedures versus, number three, the government's interest, including fiscal and administrative burdens that additionally or substitute procedural requirements would entail. So they're talking about the government's interest, fiscal and administrative burden. By golly, we just, there's the money, there's the administrative stuff. So the question is, how do they get an interest? I'll tell you how they got an interest, because you surrendered your birthright and you wanted to become a citizen of the United States. And then they go down a little farther. Although the private interest of the parent whose parental rights may be terminated is of highest magnitude, hoo-ha. Skipping a little farther, we must balance that against the state's interest in the child's welfare and the government's interest. How do they get an interest in my child? How does that happen? Because you chose to surrender your birthright. Didn't tell you that. Took on this fictitious status. You got the Social Security number, so they don't have to say citizens of the United States every place. All they have to do is have the number show up. And then it's presumed that you are one. And because Alice was getting benefits, they already had that number. And in his holding, if you want to get the benefits, we have got to provide incentives to make you compliant and complacent. That's what that judge said. Didn't hide it, just that the average person, this stuff is not disclosed. And it's a tough concept for a lot of people to grasp a hold of. But in this case that they rely on for the jury, they don't say anything. They don't say due process of law. They talk about procedural. And they talk about territorial jurisdiction. We're just flying over the country. Not law of the land, because it can't be, because that's due process of law. It can't have the proper citizenship, because if you were a citizen of Alaska, citizenship and domicile are the same thing. Say one, you mean the other. It's a word game. And these court cases are actually telling the truth, if you know how to interpret them. Anyway, we're done for the day, and tune in Friday, and we'll hear more of the real truth, uncensored, from Ralph Winterode of the Far North.